vive pra dizer como é que faz pra viver. Onde a gente não tem pra comer mais de fome, não morre, porque na Bahia tem mangue, mas já de outro lado, Senhor do Bom Fim.
Good afternoon, you've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, and we're situated on the unceded and ancestral Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. And of course, we broadcast to the unceded and ancestral Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people in the city that we call Vancouver. My name is Jasper, and you're listening to Training Time. It's that time of week where we hop into Studio A with our friends, newcomers to CITR who are interested in exploring their radio ambitions and maybe thinking they want to start a radio show, which is totally cool. I recommend you do the same. Radio's fun, radio's for everybody. And if you've ever dreamed about starting a radio show, you can, and we can show you how to do it. And we make it as smooth and easy as possible, and it's free, pretty much. We have a membership fee, but we also waive it if money is tight. So let us know. Come check it out. We give a public tour of the space every day at noon. Every weekday at noon, I should say, to anyone who wants to join. And the door's always open, too. So if you want to just come and, like, explore the space, no pressure, just pop on by. We're located, we're easy to find. Out here at UBC in the Nest building. Anyways, that's enough about that. I'm in studio with some folks who are doing the training today, and so we're gonna hear from them in a little bit. Right now, we're listening to Zhao Gilberto, the best of Zhao. I like bossa nova music a lot, and it's nice to have going while I rant about stuff. But maybe I'll turn it off now and we'll check something else out. I discovered a very beautiful album earlier this week by an artist. Let's see, what's their name? Their name is Vashti Bunyan. This album was released in like the late 60s or early 70s, and I think it was more or less unnoticed for a long time. And from what I understand, this album was rediscovered recently, sometime in the last, I don't know, 5-10 years or so, and has gained a bit of a following. From what I understand, Vashti, who's the songwriter on this album, was really inspired by the, like, New York folk scene explosion that was happening in the 60s, and made some really beautiful lo-fi, idiosyncratic folk music. I don't know what else to call it. But I have been listening to this record all week, and I think it's really beautiful. So here is a song called I'd Like to Walk Around in Your Mind by Vashti Bunyan.
I'd like to walk around in your mind someday. Sit there.
on your eyelids, baby. Sweet baby, chase your sin through the gloom till I found these purple flowers. I will spin, I will soon smell on you for hours. Lavender, lotus blossoms too. Water the dirt flowers last for you, baby. Sweet baby, tangerines and persimmons and sugarcane, grapes and honeydew melon are not fit for queen. Lemon trees don't make a sound till branches bend and fruit falls to the ground, baby. Sweet baby.
You are listening to Lucinda Williams's iconic song, Fruits of My Labor, which, oh, hey, Zoe, would you mind closing that door? I feel like we're getting some ambient noise from the hallway. This was a selection by Calla, who's in studio with me today.
Hello.
Calla, how are you?
I'm good.
So why'd you pick this song?
My friend Shayla introduced me to this song last summer, but I was just thinking of concert tickets I have coming up, and I'm seeing Lucinda Williams in August, I think.
Amazing.
Double bill with Big Thief, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, so at the Orpheum.
Yeah. And I'm going to go see it with my friend Shayla, who introduced me to this song. So, yeah, that's why it was on my mind.
It's such an amazing song and such an amazing performance from Lucinda. Like, mm-hmm. the vocal performance. Lucinda was here for Jazz Fest last summer.
I don't know
if you got a chance to see. Yeah,
no, I didn't.
So it's great that she's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you to CITR? I'm curious.
Well, I used to see issues of CITR, or of Discorder, actually, around my parents' house. And one time my friend Hallelujah had an interview in there. And I was thinking,
cool.
This is a pretty cool magazine. So it was sort of more through Discorder that I got involved. But now I illustrate for them sometimes.
Really?
I really like the people at CITR, and I like the space.
Cool.
So I'm happy to hang around in here.
Have you illustrated anything recently for the magazine?
Yeah, I did the calendar for the, not the last one, but the one before.
Oh, amazing.
And then I was on the cover of the one before that, so.
Well, thanks for contributing to Disco. And you're here with your roommate, Georgia.
Yes.
Georgia's sitting next to you. And you two are thinking about starting a show together?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Hi, it's Georgia.
Hi,
Georgia's
Georgia.
Here now.
Hi there. We are roommates. We could be radio partners as well.
Okay.
A possible collaboration?
Mm-hmm.
I would be interested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I don't know why I assumed that you would do one together, but maybe you'll do separate shows.
Well,
who knows?
I don't want to reject you.
Can't speak too soon.
Yeah.
I guess que sera, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Cool. Georgia, how did you sort of come into the CITR orbit? I'm curious.
I am friends with the creators of Back to the Garden.
Okay.
Sam and Molly,
yeah.
And they were kind enough to bring me to the... I was brought along to Haley Hendrix at the Biltmore.
Yeah.
And I'm actually from Portland, and she's from Portland, and then I didn't even know who she was.
Cool.
And then I saw her minivan out front with the Portland license plate, and I was like, oh, cool. But yeah, Sam and Molly are wonderful, and I saw them earlier today, and I was like, I'm going to radio training.
Yeah, I heard from Sam and Molly that you all got to actually chat with Haley that night. Is that true, or am I thinking of another show they covered?
I believe they went the next night to go see a band called Loving.
That's what
I'm
thinking.
And Loving was
yeah.
outside the Haley venue. They
cool.
were on the sidewalk outside, and they were like, should we approach them? And I was like, yes, do it. Go talk to them.
Okay, cool. For everyone listening at home, George is talking about Back to the Garden, which is 10 a.m. on Friday mornings, hosted by Sam and Molly. Really cool show where they like talk about concerts they've been to recently. I think there's like lots of interviews with artists and stuff. It's a great program. I encourage you to check it out. And Georgia, you're from Portland.
I am from Portland.
Portland, Oregon.
But I've been living in British Columbia since 2016.
Oh, cool.
So I am acquainted with BC as well.
That's quite a stretch. It's been like, what is that, 8 years, 7, 8 years? Yeah.
Since the beginning of my high school career, so
okay,
yes.
Okay, cool. Cool. I mean, Portland, Oregon is a really wonderful city. I have many fond memories of. Really great food.
They do have quite an invigorated brunch scene. I don't know if you guys are brunch fans, but they're very brunchy.
I know. I've had many a nice brunch there. I can remember the places I've had brunch there, but I can't remember any of their names. But really good brunch. Free public transit, from what I remember, in like the downtown core.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm about to embark on a road trip to California, and I'll be going through Portland on my way. But
wow,
my 21st birthday is on the 17th of May, so it'll be my first time being legal in Portland. So that'll be a whole different ballgame.
It's like a homecoming as an adult. Yeah, I just did air quotes for everyone listening at home. That's fun. You're going with some friends, and
it's just a little solo road trip. But I have friends. I'm stopping in Seattle, and then also Bellingham, and then Seattle, Portland, Eugene, Grass Valley, California, San Francisco, California, Stanford, California, then Los Angeles.
You're doing a tour.
It's just a tour to see my friends.
It's a 21st birthday tour to visit friends. And wow, that's exciting. When are you going?
I leave on the 16th.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, safe travels. Solo trips are the best.
I'm quite excited.
Yeah. You really like, I mean, in my experience, you know, I can't speak for anyone else, but it's a good way to just like get reacquainted with yourself, you know, and like shut out all the noise.
I'm really hoping to. I'm excited for the destinations, but I'm also excited for the journey. I'm excited to digest some audiobooks.
Yeah.
And perhaps some podcasts along the way.
That's great. Well, we should take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, we're going to hear from our friend Zoe. So you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Training Time. We're hanging out. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homosqueam, Mustail.
Dear listeners, did you know that CITR is turning 85 years old this month? Yeah, that's a lot. And what you're about to hear is a piece of archival tape. Please note that any products, services, or events advertised in this tape are no longer available. Thank you so much for listening to CITR and for supporting CITR. Please enjoy whatever it is that you're about to hear. Thank you.
Are you skeptical of the claims made by certain corporations on how environmentally friendly their products are? Hey, boy, our gas is so clean now that the more you drive. If you are wondering and you would like to find out how valid their claims are, then perhaps you should ring Consumer and Corporate Affairs Canada at 666-3350.
Please hold.
That's 666-3350, and they will be able to supply you with the information you require in order to properly assess the effects that the various products have on the real world.
And now, our feature presentation.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours!
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we!
Tune in to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture, hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja, and the other one and only
DJ D-Rod,
featuring music genres like
salsa, sabrosura vintage, bolero, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.
Disclaimer, Viva Peru, el invento para el alma, contains a high amount of llama coin. DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
Hey folks, you're back on CITR 101.9 FM. You can catch Viva Peru on Sunday evenings, 5 p.m. I highly recommend that program as well. It's a lot of fun. My name's Jasper. It's training time. We're hanging out. I'm here with Calla in Georgia, and we haven't heard from Zoe yet because Zoe's here too.
Hey, hi. What's up?
How are you, Zoe?
I'm good. Just chilling in the studio.
That's cool. In Studio A here at CITR.
Studio A.
Yep. We met yesterday.
Yes.
No, we met the day before yesterday.
Yes.
We've seen each other 3 days in a row now.
Wow. I love it here. Amazing. I keep coming back.
Yeah. You arrived on, I guess it's Wednesday. So you arrived on Monday. You and I hung out and chatted. Yesterday you did production training with Cal in Georgia mm-hmm. and Henna. Mm-hmm. And now you're doing technical training today.
Yep.
Cool. Zoe, you want to start a program?
Yeah, I think so. Start some.
I know we've discussed it. Do you feel comfortable telling the audience a little bit about your idea, or do you want it to be like a surprise? Is it too early to talk about it?
We could talk about it. Okay. I'm still like figuring out what I really want to do, but cool. I'm cool to talk through it a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to hear, or maybe I'm sure the audience would love to hear what your vision is.
Yeah. Well, it started because I have an iPad, right? And when I'm really bored or lonely, I'll just pull up my camera and start talking. And I have a piano that my lovely friend Callum brought up to my room. It's an organ. So like I've been like playing the organ and then like talking about my day, mostly talking about myself, honestly. Cool. It's really self-absorbed, but in like a good way. Hopefully it can connect with people.
That's funny.
So that's what I've been doing. That's what I would want to do. Some music stuff.
Cool.
Talk about music. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Is your organ, is it like an electric organ or is it like a pump organ?
It's an electric one.
Cool. Is it like really old?
It feels old. It's extremely heavy. And like the vibe is very like, boom. Like I don't know where it was before, but it felt like it's in some sort of intense church.
Yeah. 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 It has lots of like funny switches on it that have different instruments like
that,
viola
like,
and trombone.
That don't really work either. It's kind of spooky. Sometimes I plug it into certain outlets. It's extremely loud. Sometimes it's super quiet.
Okay.
So you really just have to play with it.
Yeah. The world is just littered with old pianos and organs that nobody has a home for.
I was going to say, I was looking for furniture when we first moved into our place, and there's so many free pianos on Facebook Marketplace because it costs so much to move them and get rid of them.
I know. It's so tragic, too, because they're beautiful. And
they're
just
so
like,
amazing.
You know?
I mean, it's kind of good that they're free, so then they're more accessible, but...
Yes. They're economically accessible.
It's worth to it.
Yeah. It's so nice of your friend to bring an organ to your home.
Yeah, it was just in his room downstairs.
Right.
And I was like, hey, I want to play piano. And he's like, here, we'll bring it upstairs to your room. And I was like, Callum, thank you.
And you find that like sitting in front of the organ and sort of doing your sort of your vocal, you know, monologuing or journaling, let's call it, whatever. You find that accompanying yourself on the organ makes it like helps with the process.
Yeah, I've been finding recently, which is like a brand new thing for me from what I remember, is if I like get on the keyboard and just start talking and like not really thinking about what I'm saying, like a lot of truth comes out and I feel a lot lighter actually. And to do two things at once is helpful. So I'm not thinking too much about what I'm saying. I'm just speaking.
I totally know what you're talking about. I find if I only do one thing at a time, I don't do it as well.
Yeah,
there's something,
exactly.
Yeah, there's something about dividing your attention in just the right way.
Yeah.
And I really, no, totally. I think it was like Joan Didion who said that she writes so she can discover how she feels or how she thinks or something to that effect. I'm butchering that quote.
I know what quote you're talking about.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't remember it exactly either.
Something good.
But like, yeah, it's true, right? It's a really revealing process.
Yeah, it's like musical therapy.
Totally. Well, Zoe, that sounds like an excellent program. It sounds like the program we all need right now, I think.
I hope so. Like, I hope that I like hearing people talk about their problems. Just going to be like, oh, okay, I also go through the same thing. We're in this together. So, like, to have something where someone could listen to that and also some cool music, I think hopefully that would be good.
Yeah, it's a great combination.
Thank you.
Great, Zoe. Well, we'll work together to get it on the air. And then you'll be sharing your private thoughts or not so private thoughts with the whole world. That's awesome.
Let's do it.
Yeah, radio is great. It's magic, you know. Like, we're here talking into these mics, and there's people listening, I assume.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
You know, in their cars, in their homes, or on their phones, whatever. So if you are listening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are a campus and community radio, and we're here for you if you would like to join us and start your own show. So head over to CITR.ca, and there's a tab there, a Get Involved tab that talks about how you can do it. So, Zoe, you've curated a song for us.
Yes.
What do you got for us?
We've got You Never Visit Me by Masego.
What can you tell us about it?
I haven't listened to it in a couple days. I kind of just was scrolling through my like songs, and I pressed on that one first. So I say we just jump into it.
Cool. All right, here it is. This is Zoe's selection, You Never Visit Me by Masego.
December is a month I give her heat. Run from blizzard's ease. She from under, underneath. She be under me. Wake up, then she overseas. Say she over me. Called up, no, she got a hold on me.
You never visit me. You never visit me. You never visit me. You never come and see. You never visit me. You never visit me. You never.
House party, get it started, invite only. Home with the hearties. House party, get it started, invite only. Home with the hearties. House party, get started, invite only. Home with the hearties. House party, get it started, invite only. Home with the hearties. House party, get it started, invite only. Home with the hearties. It started in my life.
You never visit me. You never visit me. You never visit me. You never visit me.
Okay, well, thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're signing off now. You've heard myself, Jasper, Calla, Georgia, and Zoe doing training time. Any final thoughts for the listeners at home, friends? What's happening? What are we doing for the rest of the day? Anyone can just jump in. Anybody have plans?
I'm going to go get Vietnamese food.
Very nice.
I'm attending a writer's circle this evening.
Cool.
Oh.
How about you, Zoe? What are you doing?
I don't know. That sounds
you
fun.
Have a free evening?
Yeah, cool. I have a free evening. I'm just going to chill, listen to music.
That's awesome. Maybe play the organ a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Get back on there.
Cool. Well, if you keep listening to CITR, there's a good chance you'll hear Calla, Georgia, and Zoe at some point on the airwaves doing their own programs in their own time. And that's the beauty of this place. Thank you so much for joining me today, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. I hope it's been fun and informative.
Great trainer.
Oh, cheers. Oh, that's so kind. Coming up next, oh, this is exciting. We have a debut program. I think it's called Goblin Talk or, I'm screwing it up. It's our two of our brightest lights at CITR, Henna and Tasha, are joining forces to start a new program, which name I can't remember. It's Goblin something. And they're going to talk about language and like meme culture and stuff like that. So keep it locked to CITR for Hannah and Tasha debuting their new show at 4 p.m. Until next time, friends, I hope you're safe and happy, and we will see you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.